Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. And today, the Ontario government announced a new measure to make it easier for condo unit holders to get a charging station for their electric vehicles. This rule change may be the first of its kind anywhere in North America, and so definitely as real estate investors, as property owners, you'd want to pay attention to this. One of the biggest things that's holding back the sale of electric vehicles is concern around the length of time that it takes to charge the batteries, and number two, quick and ready access to charging stations. Many of Canada's urban dwellers live in high-rise condominium buildings, and you would think they'd be the perfect client for an electric vehicle. Their driving distances are typically urban, they're relatively short. But the one thing that's holding them back from buying an electric car is they don't have a place to plug it in and charge it overnight in their condominium building. Under the new rules, the capital cost of installing an electric charging station is less than 10% of the annual operating budget for a condominium corporation. The condominium board has the right to approve the capital expenditure without putting it to a vote of the condominium corporation. And if in the reasonable opinion of the board, owners would not regard the installation of the charging station as causing a material reduction or elimination of the use or enjoyment of the condominium common elements or the assets of the corporation, so it can't interfere with the use of the common elements. And if both these conditions are met, the board can move ahead with the installation of the charging station without any further input from the owners. Now, if the cost of installing a charging station is above that 10% threshold of the annual budgeted common expenses, there's another option. An owner can petition the board and they can requisition a meeting to vote on the proposed installation. And under that option, the corporation would have to give its owners notice of its intention to install a charging station and then would advise them of their right to requisition a meeting of the owners to vote on the issue. And that meeting would have to take place within 60 days and it would have to be voted on by at least 15% of the units. And then the final option is actual installation by the owners. This is the same requirement that would be met if an owner wants to make a modification to their own unit. So they can petition the board, they can petition to have a modification made to their own unit, and if the board approves, then the owner can go ahead with those modifications. Under the new rules, the reason the corporation can give to reject a proposal are limited. So if a unit owner wants to go ahead and install the electricity for the purpose of charging their own electric vehicle, the set of reasons why the corporation can withhold that approval is very, very limited. Well, generally speaking, this is a good thing. This is something that's going to make it easier for electric cars to be adopted. It's going to create a cleaner environment. It's going to lower the cost of transportation, because the cost of electricity to power an electric vehicle is less than the cost of gasoline. However, there are some people that will be negatively affected. If condominium corporation goes ahead and installs a charging station, that's definitely going to add cost to the corporation, and those costs will get passed on to all the unit holders in the form of their monthly condominium fees. Approximately 20 to 25% of condominium owners are generally investors. Only about 75 to 80% are owner-occupied. That's the case in Ontario. Last year, the Ontario government introduced rent controls that limit the rent increase that any landlord can impose upon a tenant. So now you have a situation where condominium expenses can go up, but the landlord has no mechanism to recover those expenses. And not only that, those expenses are going up against their will, without their knowledge or approval. And this rule is going to be effective on May the 1st of this year. Now, charging stations come in many different shapes and sizes. There's the typical residential charging station. The simplest is plugging your car into a 15-amp socket, and this is really a trickle charge. The more specialized service for home charging consists of providing 50-amp service at 240 volts. And that electric service will provide about 32 to 35 kilometers of additional driving range for every hour of charging, at least by Tesla's quoted specifications. Most condominium complexes will have enough reserve capacity in their electric system to add a 50-amp service for this one particular function and still be within the power budget for the overall building. As long as the penetration of electric vehicles remains low, this is not going to be a very costly undertaking. However, when you reach a tipping point and more people want electric vehicles, we can definitely anticipate a major increase in the cost of electric systems that need to be improved in most buildings. We can think about the addition of a separate transformer and separate power service simply for vehicle charging. Charging for a few hundred vehicles could definitely run into the $500,000 to $600,000 range. If you own a high-rise building or a condominium building or perhaps a multi-unit complex, you may want to add the cost of electric vehicle charging to your capital budget. Might not be for this year or maybe even for next year, but you will definitely come across this at some point in the future. For those of you who live in Ontario, the future is here now. Meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.